Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has given, and we thank God for that. Well, God is good, God is great, He is glorious, He is righteous. We honor Him for His faithfulness to our lives. Let me encourage you from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9. It reads, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Praise the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, when we read scriptures of this nature and when we hear the words of assurance from the mouth of God, we must be sure in our spirit that our God will never leave us, He will never forsake us. He is always there with us, and therefore He commands us to fear not. He commands us to be strong, to be courageous, to be bold, and do not fear. Fear is an enemy of your faith, and therefore we need to resist it, rebuke it, reject it in the name of Jesus. Because fear, the acronym for it is false evidences appearing to be real, right? Fear. So remember that if God is for you, who can be against you? No one can come against you. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn it, the Bible says. There is no curse that can come upon the house of Jacob. They may try, but there is no voodoo, no black magic, no curse that can come against the house of Jacob, that is against the house of Israel, the house of God, the house of God's people. No evil can befall. So be rest assured in your spirit and remember that God will never leave you. He will always be with you. And we need to practice a kind of deep and peaceful trust in our spirit. We need to practice that. We need to understand that God is with us. You know, I was reading a story of Lena Sandelberg. She's called the Fanny Crosby of Sweden, and she wrote a beautiful hymn called "Day by Day with Each Passing Moment, Strength I Find to Meet My Trials Here." Beautiful hymn, right? And she wrote this hymn because her father, a Lutheran minister, when they were traveling on a ship and going to a place, all of a sudden the ship lurched and the father fell into the deep sea and he perished. He drowned in front of her own eyes. After that tragedy, she writes this beautiful hymn, trusting in the Lord, depending on the Lord God Almighty. How much more we need to remind ourselves when we go through difficulties in life, trials and testing of our heart and our mind, when we go through challenges, and then when we come through that, and when we experience that, how much more we need to put our trust in the Lord. That's the juncture that you may be, you know, tempted to say, "Hey, where is God? Why was not God there? Why was not God there to protect? Why was not God there to preserve or to provide?" But let me tell you, even in that stormy sea, when the boat was there and the disciples were fearful, Jesus was sleeping in the boat and He stood up and said, "Be still," and the waves calmed down. You and I have same authority over every power of Satan, even over the inclemental weather or the situations that arise through any economic turmoil in the world outside. We can always speak to every wave of despair and come against it in the name of Jesus. You will see the victory, you will see hope arise, you will see trust build, and you will be safe and secure in the presence of God. So again, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. Father, I praise you and thank you, Lord, because you are a God who has kept us in the land of the living for a divine purpose, that we will praise you, Lord. Whether, oh Father, we are in a great condition or not, we will still praise you. We'll still put our trust in you, because every good and perfect gift comes forth from the Father of lights, from heaven, in whom there is no variableness, nor shadow of turning. That means there is no shadow of darkness in the presence of God, in the light of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you. I pray for your flock as they step out into the job, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day. You will bless them. You will be with them. You will uphold them with your right righteous hand. You will keep them from the evil one. I pray for the ones who may be sick. I rebuke every manner of sickness, and I speak healing and wholeness to prevail in their bodies right now in Jesus' name. For Lord, by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we appreciate you and give you all the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.